starting to wind this thing down here tonight, and what do you expect, Coach?
I think they're going to work real hard at preparing their playoff game. And they're not moving in the standings, so we're going to see their whole bench being used. They're not going to get too far off, you know, the game that they want to play. Then we're going to continue with what we're trying to do, do two or three things really well, play as fast as we possibly can, and compete real hard.
Did you see that speed in spades against the Ducks the other night?
We skated really well, played hard. I think we have our last two or three. I think physically we're over the hump in terms of the fatigue that we faced in the middle part of March. Every second day now is a routine for us. We've found a good balance between practice and rest.
Is that one of the hardest things to deal with when you're out of the playoff race and you realize that the teams that are in it, like say San Jose, one of the things that they went through when it was tough was they just sort of stuck with it. And sometimes if you don't stick with it, you
watch your veterans first, the guys that, especially the contracted guys that know they're coming back here next year. This is tough on them. We're really fortunate. Wheeler and Bufflin, two of our more veteran players, have played very consistently well and have set a great example for our young players in a time where some of your mind can wander a little bit. There's not as much pressure in the games. And we qualify our results of the last week with that. I don't think that the teams, they put our lineup on the board. They don't know half the names. It's not the same energy level. It's just a fact. So, but having your veteran guys be consistent in their approach, their routines, and their effort and performance has been really important for us.
Any lineup changes, Coach?
No. Michael's going in the net.
That's a late change.
I'm sorry?
That's a late change. We were under the impression it was
Maverick. I'm sorry. Pav's going. Michael's going in LA.
Okay.
Boy, I really messed you guys up there. Yeah.
That's all right. Makes for great radio.
Breaking news.
Breaking news. Yeah, sorry, false. Yeah.
Paul, you've known Pete for a long time.
Yeah.
How much of a coach of your candidate do you think he is at the way he's jumping?
See, he's in the West, so maybe not as much. When you watch San Jose, they have an I always felt that they had an identical style of game, but they've gotten to a real consistency level with their game. San Jose maybe would overplay the puck at times. There's a lot of skill, a lot of speed, and they'd score some really pretty goals. I just find watching them that they're really direct in what they're doing. There's not as much freelance in their game. It's not that the players aren't capable. They're still able to make the plays, but they don't come off their speed, and that's how they built their team, and it's probably what Pete and I would have valued most coaching together, just that attack game that they play now. They seem to be very much on the same page. Dangerous to say more scripted. I think it's general rules, but they're very consistent with that.
Guys who've been in that organization for a long time, he's gotten everybody on the same page. Is that fair to say? From what you've seen.
So what I think Pete has always been really good at is identifying the areas that either needed to be corrected and acting very quickly on those. But he's a really good communicator. He gets his ideas out. There won't be 100 of them. There'll be a handful of things that team is going to do and do well on a nightly basis, and you see that in their game.
How's Ben Chiron handled the process of pushing for more?
I think Ben came in and went from 0 minutes to 20 in the National Hockey League with last year's stretch, and he's kind of bounced back and forth with that. We're seeing a real solid curve of progression with him. For me, it's always going to be his skating and his physicality, how hard his gap is, how hard he is on pucks, and we're seeing more and more in that. Players, when you play in the minors and you play in that role, you're also thinking about offense and some things like that, and you come here and there's a bit of a shift, but he's playing against the other team's best right now. Where he ends up as a defenseman will be all on consistency, how many games in a row that he can play that hard, that physical, and be strong in front of his net.
Since Andrew's left, have you seen Mark take on more of a leadership role in this group too, or is it more, he's more of a...
I don't know that it's necessarily a function of Andrew leaving. I think it's really a function of... let me restart that. First of all, this guy's a really good pro, all right? So he wasn't sitting in the weeds and then this happened. He's invested in his game. He watches an awful lot of video. He would be a great resource for the media if you wanted to sit down and talk about other players around the league or other teams, because he's dialed in on all of it. But it's really been Brian Little's injury that, that changed his role. So now he is going out against the other team's best, and he's playing against, Kessler when you're in Anaheim, but at home it'd be Getzlaff. So he's playing against the other team's best, and he's producing numbers. And at the end of the day, your leaders are all the guys who play the biggest minutes. Those are the guys that have the biggest impact on the game, and he's stepped into that whole well.